Welcome. I'm Nancy Potok, and you're listening to Show Us the Data. Our guest is Dr. Becca Jablonski, Associate Professor and Food Systems Extension Economist at Colorado State University. Our machine learning tool has identified Dr. Jablonski as a top researcher using the Agricultural Resource Management Survey, or ARMS, data collected by the National Agricultural Statistics Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Welcome, Dr. Jablonski.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Jablonski, you've done a lot of work with ARMS data, leading to some very important findings. Tell us what was exciting to you about these data. What was the real-world effect of your research?
Yeah, thanks for asking me that question. A lot of the work I do looks at underserved or underrepresented producers. So I do work with beginning farmers and ranchers, or farmers and ranchers that are selling through local food markets, or small and mid-scale farmers and ranchers. And the ARMS started asking questions about participation in local food markets in 2008. So we can do a lot of really important work, for example, looking at how these differentiated markets actually impact producer profitability. So for example, do farmers markets, selling at farmers markets, actually help to support the next generation of farmers and ranchers? And the results of that kind of work have important implications for the Farm Bill and the policies that we might pose to support that next generation moving into the future.
Those are very interesting findings. Can you elaborate a little more on how your work ultimately makes a difference for the American public?
For several decades, we've had policies in place that I think have done a really good job in supporting larger scale farmers and ranchers. And what we see is that increasingly, the public is interested in finding opportunities to support diversified food producers, farmers and ranchers, to make sure that we're supporting rural economic development, the next generation of farmers and ranchers, and small and mid-scale operations. And so I think that the work that we're able to do using the ARMS data help us to answer some of those questions to ensure that we have sort of diverse, viable, and resilient agricultural economies.
Those are great insights into the value of ARMS data. Based on your hands-on experience, what would be helpful for other researchers to know about ARMS?
The first time I used ARMS, I was actually a visiting scholar at USDA Economic Research Service, and I think it was really helpful for me to be there in person. This was probably around 2012, and at that time, there really wasn't a lot of documentation on using ARMS. I was really lucky to have Ani Kachova there, and I think she was in the process of writing up the first ARMS manual. So I highly recommend that if you're interested in using the microdata, that you go and actually see if you can do something similar, maybe working alongside some folks that have a lot of experience with these data, because there's a lot of nuances and questions, though the documentation is now better. I accessed the data with colleagues, and I will say it took us about a year to get all of the access and permissions, but there's just so much more that we're able to do with the microdata that we can't do with the publicly available data, that it has been worth the effort to do it. The richness of the data has just been wonderful. And there are things you have to do every 2 years as part of a renewal process, and the costs aren't insignificant. So I would just keep those things in mind, that if you're thinking about using ARMS, that it's really sort of an upfront investment. So it should be something that you're really interested in doing for more of a long-term basis.
It's very helpful information. Are there other data sets that would be helpful to link to the ARMS data? Or perhaps there's something you'd like to see improved about these data?
So we do link different data sets with the ARMS. For example, we bring in a farm-to-school census variables, and we bring in data from USDA Ag Marketing Service to really try to understand the food environment. What types of infrastructure in the community is actually important to understanding the profitability impacts of different things that farms and ranches do? The two things that would actually be most helpful for us is, one, since ARMS is congressionally mandated to focus in the core agricultural states, we often have small sample sizes in places where, in my case, most local and regional food sales occur, other than California. And so, if there's a way to expand that so we can get larger sample sizes, that would be helpful for the work I do. And then in addition, just like what we've been doing now with the census data, where we're actually looking at survivability of some of these farm operations over time based on some of those key characteristics. If we could do that same thing with the ARMS and really track those operations over time, that would enable us to answer some really important questions.
Thanks so much for taking the time from your research at Colorado State University to share these valuable insights with us, Dr. Jablonski. Check out the show notes for more information and relevant links. Until next time, this is Nancy Potok with Show Us the Data.